Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Good morning and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Council, and today is Financial Friday. This is the day where we learn a lot about our finances and where we're headed in our life as it relates to the things that we want that cost money and being able to pay the many bills that we create. First of all, I want to thank you guys for tuning into today's show, and I want to let you know that Mario Payne, I believe, will be back with us next week, and also, we are going to bring you another giveaway, another sweepstakes, another contest where you can go and you can register and you can win. We have that coming up for you on next week. Also, I want to remind you to download my free ebook, Earn $3,000 Before Christmas. If you need a little bit of extra money, you can learn to earn $3,000 in 90 days. Now, the reality of it is, it depends on you. You could actually earn $3,000 a month. We have other ebooks that are coming, simple money-making ebooks that you can actually learn from, but we thought we'd start with that one. So you guys go and check it out, download it absolutely free, pass it on to a friend who may need it, who keeps saying that they need some cash, pass it on to them. If they don't see a way out, you know, we all have to help each other to kind of see our light. Now, with that being said, let's talk a little bit about debt. No one's favorite subject, but it all depends on how you look at it. So we're going to talk about what debt represents. If you have a lot of debt, and you get out of debt and you get back in, you get out, you get back in, get out, get back in, then you want to take a look at what's going on with your life. Now, all week long, we've been kind of bringing you some tidbits so that you can dive into your own self-discovery so you can learn more about you. So you can actually learn more about your four power cores and what you're doing with them. That's your emotional side, mental side, spiritual side, and physical side. And what are you doing with all of that? Are you developing it? Are you helping it to become stronger so that it can serve you, but also so that you can serve? And so the key here is to see or to understand more about you. And the more you can understand about why you do things and what's going on with you, now you can start to kind of find the remedies. Normally, the remedy starts with your spirit, okay? It kind of begins there, and then it strengthens you to go on and make changes in your other power cores. But let's talk a little bit about what debt represents. You know, the thing about debt is it is telling us something. If you have debt, a lot of debt in your life, it's telling you something about you that perhaps you're not looking at. And so what I want to do is give you three things to look at. Now, there are more, but let's just keep it simple and go with three ideas that you want to consider as it relates to your debt. Now, when people get into debt, there's a lot of times, and they find that they're having a challenge paying back that money, they start to feel really badly about themselves. Well, you're not supposed to feel bad, or don't feel bad about yourself. Because here's the thing. The thing is that first of all, you're human. Secondly, you made a mistake. Third, if you knew what that debt represented, you wouldn't feel so bad. You'd rise up and strengthen yourself, and you would actually do what it took to get out of debt, and you'd learn some more about you. So the first thing I want to say about debt is when you have debt, and it doesn't matter on any level, and I'm not just talking to people who can't pay their bills or who created debt that they're not paying. I'm talking to people who've accrued lots of debt and they're living paycheck to paycheck and having a challenge paying that bill off. Or they're living paycheck to paycheck and it's just tight. every month you're financially tight. And so I'm talking to you too. You said, well, my credit's good. Just because your credit is good, that doesn't mean that you don't have debt stacked up to the walls. That just means that you're honoring those agreements that you made. Now, first of all, here's the thing, and I think you guys are going to like this show and what I have to share with you, because I want to empower you to look at your debt in a way such that you will face it and you will get it under control or get rid of it. All right, here's the first thing that debt represents to you. Debt is actually a sign of really what you feel that you're worth. And you said, really? How so? Because you got into the debt so that you can get more things, so that you can either get something nicer, so that you can either be healed because you either have hospital bills, because you thought enough of yourself than to say, you know what, I'll just stay sick and just hey, let it run its course. You went seeking relief because you wanted your body to be better, and you wanted to be better. And some people will always say, you know, well, I want to get better so I can go back to work, or I want to get better so I can get back to XYZ, you know, my children, my spouse, or whatever it is. But the thing is that if you stepped into debt to solve a problem, then you're saying, listen, I'm not worth this problem, but I am worth the money to solve the problem. So that's actually one of the things that your debt is representing. Now, the thing about having that debt and seeing it that as a sign of what you feel you're worth, that doesn't mean that you should run out and get into debt because, oh, hey, I think I'm worth $100,000 and I've got the credit and the income to back it up. So I'm going to create $100,000 worth of debt. And that's not what that means. What it means is that on some level, you value yourself. But the rest of it, here's point two. Point two is that while you value yourself, and while you feel that you're worth more than what you're getting and more than what you have, because sometimes we get into debt just to get new furniture because we want to feel better. We want things to look nicer. We spend money because we want to feel better, because we wanted to raise our self-worth. So, but while you're doing all of that, the reality of it is that on some level you feel that you're worth more, but in real time, so to speak, or in your conscious time, the time when you're up and out and about and going through daily life, you're not honoring your true wealth. So the thing about that is that's where it really gets to be a little deep for you. So the key is you want to start valuing yourself. You want to find out where your value is. And because on some level you believe that you should have more, but you may not believe in your ability to get it. So what do? You go out and you connect with someone else who already has it that can give it to you, but you have kind of the credit to get them to trust you. So the thing is that you want to start valuing yourself on a higher level. When you start to value yourself at a higher level, now you're going to get everything that you want. You have to really go inside and get in touch with your spirit and listen to what's going on in there. Is your worth all about money? Absolutely not. But money reflects what you think of you. See, money is one of the lowest forms of energy. And if you notice, that's why a lot of times when people start to do anything to get it, all chaos breaks loose, because you have to lower your energy way down there just to get it. And you say, well, what about the wealthy people who have it? Is their energy low? No, their energy is high, because not only are they attracting the money, which is one of the lowest forms of energy, they're not only are they attracting the money, a lot of them are attracting other things too. But look at the wealthy people who have the money, but they have chaos in their lives. That means that they're still down on that level. They just know how to generate the kind of energy to where they can put a monetary value on the things that they do. So the key is to put a monetary value on your laboring, so to speak. And your laboring would be your job. Your laboring would be your business. Your laboring would be, if you're in a direct sales business, how much labor are you putting into that business? And so that's the work part of it. So that's where we talk about the value. See, the thing is, people want to earn more money, but what they don't understand is that they're not putting in the labor. And if somebody says, well, you know, I work 12 hours a day on my job and I'm barely making ends meet. Well, you're barely making ends meet because you're laboring in a field that's outside of your gifts and talents. So you have to really look at all of what's going on in your life. So money is one of the ways that you can see what you think of you as a person. In other words, when it's time for you to do a job or time for you to do something for someone, then if you don't value your time, then you're going to cut off the flow of abundance. So in other words, if you're working 12 hours a day or 14 hours a day for pennies, then you don't value your time and you don't value what you're really worth. Because I can assure you, whatever it is you want, whatever it is, the thing is, the furniture, the car, the house, we're talking things here. We're not talking about connection to people today. But whatever those things are that you want, I can assure you, you have within you the ability to get those things without going into debt and without stressing out yourself even further. Debt represents what you are unwilling to do, but you've chosen to go after the thing that you believe that you deserve to have, but you're not willing to do what it really takes to get it. In other words, you're not really willing to use those gifts and talents. You've chosen to put that energy and trust into another human being to give you what it is that you need. Now you say, well, I have every intention of paying it off. So are you saying that this is a bad thing? No, what I'm saying is that I'm just telling you what your debt represents. I'm giving you some insight into what it's representing in your life. So if you're constantly trying to get out of debt, if you're constantly getting out and getting back in, what you're saying is, listen, I want to have these things. I deserve to have these things. I just don't think that I can get them using the gifts and talents that I've had. I have. Someone convinced you that you can't have the things that you want without connecting to someone who's going to encourage you to incur debt. But now the person on the other end of that you borrowed that money from, they're getting richer. Why? Because they've attached an interest rate to what you've borrowed. Is there something wrong with them attaching an interest rate? No, not unless it's unbelievably high and ridiculously, to the point of criminal usury. Then that's wrong on so many levels. But the point is that, yeah, if they put their gifts and talents to work and they made money, then they're entitled to some kind of return that goes beyond what they've given you, because that kind of creates a balance, because you were unwilling to use the gifts and talents that you have because for whatever reason, because your confidence isn't high, because someone told you that this is all you could do, because you're walking in someone else's footsteps, perhaps parents, guardians, or someone else's footsteps, because they said, you should get a job where I work. I can get you in there, as though you can't get a job on your own, or as though you can't start your own business and do your own thing. So when you look at debt, debt is a representation, and this is kind of a bonus one. It is a representation that you are really not using the gifts and talents given to you by God. Does that mean you should never, ever borrow money? Well, I will go there. You know, but the Bible tells us to owe no man anything but to love him. And it tells us that, you know, we be ye neither a borrower, okay, or neither borrower nor lender be. But here's the thing. The thing about that is that if you get into debt, and see, I didn't want to go there because I don't want anybody to feel guilty or bad, because then it gets, that energy doesn't get you anywhere. But here's the thing. It's not about you feeling guilty. It's not about you feeling bad about anything. It is about you understanding where you are at this point in time in your life and making some firm decisions. If you're in debt, do you want to be out of debt? See, you get to choose, not me. And that's why I say it's not for me to make you feel bad, because that's not what this show is about. And so you get to choose what you want to do and how you want to live your life. But the question you perhaps want to ask yourself is, am I living my life to the fullest? Am I coming from a position of power in my life? In a position of power, it always feels good. It always feels right. And when I say it always feels good, I'm not talking about the thing as if it feels good, do it. Well, robbing a bank might feel good. Yeah, no. Don't do that. But anyway, now you've just racked up a serious debt, and you're going to pay for that one for a lot of years. So the thing is, though, is let's get back on point here. The thing is to understand, you know, what debt really represents in your life. And here's the thing. Now, that was kind of a bonus that I gave you a moment ago, but here's the other one. The other one is that if you can actually get into debt, it shows that others are trusting in your ability. So we've got three main points here. Number one is that debt represents the signs of what you feel you're worth. Number two, you are not honoring your true worth. It's showing that you're not honoring your true worth. And number three, which is why it's a debt instead of an asset. It's a liability instead of an asset into your life. See, when you honor your true worth, you get more assets. Okay, and then the third one is others are trusting in your ability. And so debt shows that others trust you, but it's showing that you don't trust yourself, that you don't believe that you can actually rise up and get what you need to get without incurring debt that's going to weigh you down. That's debt that's going to put you under a lot of pressure. Think about it. If you really step back and look at everything that's going on in your life and you're honest about what's going on in your life, I mean, are you really doing what it takes to get to where it is you want to be? I mean, be honest. Or are you settling and waiting for someone else to think of all the great ideas for you? In other words, are you waiting for the politicians to come up with all these policies that are going to run your life as though you're a two-year-old who can't think and run your own life and make decisions? If you're an adult, yeah, take control of your power and position yourself to win. Because believe me, you have everything in you to set that strong foundation so that you can get to where it is you need to be, want to be, and really, in a sense, have to be if you want to do life with power. So you really want to take a look at what's going on with you. Now, the thing about debt is with debt, you get what you want temporarily. The thing about using your gifts and talents and strengthening your spirit and making that connection and letting God guide you is that you get what you want forever, as long as, all right, forever, yeah, it goes into eternity. Your life, does that mean you won't have problems? No. Does that mean you won't need money to pay certain things? No, it doesn't mean that. What it means is that your needs will be met. What it means is that your needs will be met over and above, because now you understand what debt represents, and now you know how to put it where it belongs. Instead of allowing it to control your life. Think about it. When people have a lot of debt, they stress out. They run from the bill collectors who are calling them on the phone, which I want to give you a little tip about that. You know, instead of running from bill collectors who are calling you, then, and that reminds me, I think I'll do an ebook on how to get rid of debt. All right. Look forward to that one. That's going to be a doozy. Instead of running from the bill collectors that are calling you, pick up the phone and answer them. You're running from another human being. You're letting another human being control your life, control your energy, and put fear in you. And when you do that, see, now that's a debt that's representing that you're not coming from a position of power, that you're coming from a position of weakness, which goes back to what? It goes back to the fact that you are not honoring your true worth. Believe me, you are far more valuable than the debt that you have. And so when I say far more valuable, we're not just talking money, but today is Financial Friday, so we're only looking at the monetary aspect of your value. There's a lot more to you than that. And I can assure you, if you go and focus on the lot more, the money is just a given. The money is a done deal. The money's going to come. And you're not going to have all these challenges. You're not going to be stressed out. But when those bill collectors are calling you, you're talking to a rep that someone hired, and they're probably paying them, I don't know what people get paid today, $10, $12 an hour? I don't know. I don't think it's 12. But anyway, pick up the phone and talk to that person. Why? Because that person has a job to do, number one. And number two, it's another human being. And they're not going to reach to the phone and bite you. And if they do, you have teeth. Bite them back. And if you don't have teeth and you got false ones, put them in and then bite them back. But the point is that you don't have to run from another human being. Stand up with respect and let them know. If you don't have the money, you can tell them. I've been through that. And you can let them know, listen, I don't have the money right now, or I wouldn't confess that I don't have the money, but I would say at this time, I'm not prepared to pay. Or you could just let them know, I'm not prepared to pay. And I would let them know. I would say, I will pay when the money comes in. Now, we're going to talk more about that as far as the using certain terminology that perhaps blocks your flow. We'll talk about that on another show. But the thing is that let them know. Look, I'm not prepared to pay at this time. However, when I'm prepared to pay, I will certainly make arrangements. And once you've stated your position, you don't have to let them cajole you. You don't have to let them coax you. You don't have to let them make you feel small or make you feel bad or question you and put you on the defensive like you're a two-year-old. You take control of your life. That's going to empower you. Now, should you pay the bill and pay it off? Absolutely. You made the bill. So you need to acknowledge that, and you want to do the responsible thing. Because then it cuts into integrity, and that's a whole nother ball game. And we'll talk about integrity and what it does to your life on another show. So the thing about that is you want to acknowledge that. And then once you're done, you're going to feel good. When you run away from them, you feel smaller. You feel weaker. You're not weak. You're small. You're smart. You're strong. You can make anything happen. You just have to rise up and you have to believe in your true worth. So with that being said, you guys, I would suggest that you kind of rise up, number one. Number two, take control of your destiny, okay, by saying have a vision for where you want to go as it relates to your finances. Mario J. Payne of Raymond James Financial, he can help you with a lot of that. And the beautiful part is that when you guys call him or if you talk to him, I'm never going to hear about it because he's not going to tell me. Okay. And he's a quiet guy. And other than the most that I ever get to hear him talk is when he's on the show. Other than that, he's pretty quiet. So the thing is that he knows how to keep a secret. And he respects you as a person. So my point is, if you need help with that, get the help that you need. It's absolutely free to have a conversation and to talk with him. And you don't have to pay him out-of-pocket money to kind of help you get on the right track. So you really want to get on the right track with someone who knows about money and knows about finances. It's going to empower you when you connect to someone like that. So what do we do here? We make some decisions about our lives. What decisions are you prepared to make today about your debt? I can assure you, when you make the right decision, the minute you make the proper decision, you're going to feel empowered. You're going to feel better about you. You're going to rise up and you're going to go for what you're worth. You're going to stop settling. And guess what? When you stop settling, it goes across the board. That means on the job, if somebody's pushing you around and you feel like you're stuck, all of a sudden you're going to feel unstuck because you're going to open your mind. And if you feel like you're some other human being is holding you captive because of money, all of a sudden you're going to see your way clear. If you feel like you just can't breathe because all these debt, these bill collectors keep calling you, you don't know which way is out, all of a sudden you're going to see the way out. So you want to make a decision. With that being said, we're going to help you a little bit with that. Go to our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. Get your power-up journal sheet for today, and you can answer those questions, and perhaps it'll give you some clarity. Okay, not perhaps. It will give you some clarity. And so go there and check that out. If you want to be more empowered and learn more about the direction that you want to take in your life and how to get clarity on that, my book, The Power, Using What You Have to Achieve Success, is there for you. Feel free to get a copy of that. And I can assure you, it's going to open up a whole nother world for you. And you're going to learn a lot about you. And so the other thing is that you really want to figure out, in what areas are you not valuing you? See, debt represents that you haven't placed any kind of value on yourself, but you've placed the value in others. You believe that they can give you what you need, but you don't think that you can get what you need. And I'll say this as we wrap up for today. If you take care of you by putting yourself spiritually in the right position, if you actually get a clear understanding of what God intends for you, stop looking to another human being to give you things. And in other words, stop thinking that they're more powerful than you. See, we're meant to learn from one another. We're meant to sometimes rely on one another. But that should never, ever be permanent. We're ultimately meant to trust God, period. And He'll send people to help us temporarily. But then it's up to us to rise up, because You are supposed to be a help to someone else, and they're supposed to rise up and be a help to someone else, and it goes on and on and on. And so you're supposed to walk in that wholeness. So make the decision today that you're going to walk in that, and that you're going to be this most amazing human being, and that you're not going to let a little thing like debt cause you to feel guilty, feel bad about yourself, feel embarrassed. You're just going to rise up, you're going to get it together, and before you know it, you'll be doing life with power. You guys have an amazing weekend. Be back with us next week because, hey, we're going to wrap up September very strongly, and we're going to a whole nother level with our show, Designing Your Life Today. You guys take care.